In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the end of this segment, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart's One Last Time tour at Merriweather Post Pavilion. That's Saturday, July 19th. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up very shortly. So I know I'm not the only one that struggles with daylight savings, and then it starts getting dark at like 4:45 and 5 p.m.
Very depressing, isn't it?
It's just, it's terrible. It takes a while to get used to.
I don't know what to do when it gets dark at 4. The only thing I know to do is drink, because I still got like 4 hours
That's your trigger?
I don't know what else to do.
I mean, he says it's because of tailgating on the weekends, but
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. It's a common theme.
So, you know, I've been... My wife and I have both been struggling through it for like the last 2 weeks, but then I didn't feel as bad about it when I saw this story, and Drab and I can kind of relate on this. We have a weird like affinity for what this story relates to.
All right.
Do you understand that the people who live in Barrow, Alaska, when the sun goes down today, it doesn't come back up until January 22nd of 2025.
So they live in darkness?
They're going to be living in darkness from today until January 22nd.
All right.
That's 64 straight days with no sunlight.
Well, there can't be more than a few hundred people live there, right? How many people live there?
There can't be a lot of people. I don't know what the population is.
Cakes, I'm not surprised. You always mention that you learn everything from movies and TV.
Correct, very correct.
Did we not watch the last season of True Detective?
We did watch True Detective, yes. And it goes back even further, where Drab T-Shirt and I both, we hold this movie in very high regard. It's called 30 Days of Night, and it's about vampires who show up in Barrow, Alaska, because, hello, vampires can't survive running around in the daylight. They would burn up and shrivel up to the size of a prune. If it's dark out 24/7 for 30 straight days, and in this case 64 days, the vampires just get to feast on everybody in the town.
One of the great premises of a film. It's a great, graphic novel of all time.
It is a great idea for a movie.
Wasn't there another movie though about this though, about darkness, like in this town or something? No? A different movie?
Insomnia,
maybe.
Al Pacino.
Right? Pacino movie.
All right, is that also set in the same?
I know it's in
town?
I know it's in Alaska, and
it's dark a lot.
It's dark a lot, and they have to solve a murder before like the daylight comes.
You know what?
And
I sleep on that movie.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it. Maybe I should give it a run.
Right.
But could you imagine where?
Well,
it's not only dark at 5:30; it's dark and then doesn't become light for over 2 months.
So what is, I mean,
you'd go stir crazy.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Like,
I don't know.
You would go insane.
You'd probably
go insane. Would you say the population is there?
It's 5,000.
Wow. You got to be a real loser. Like, that's the only place on earth that you
could
live.
You're just highly adaptable. Like, you're actually the toughest person on the planet if you can live where it's dark for two straight months.
I think you don't have many options and you're stranded. No one chooses to live in darkness.
Save money on sunglasses. Well,
first off, there's a lot of people who like living in Alaska.
Alaska's beautiful.
Right.
But that ain't living in Alaska. Well, that's living in the dark.
I mean,
you might as well live on the moon.
I know. I think most of them are Eskimos. I don't know.
Inuit?
Inuit, yeah.
They're native to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they got no choice. Exactly. I was right. They got no choice.
Yeah, but I'm sure they might like it. I'm sure they don't want to move to Florida.
I bet you if you drop them off at the beach of Florida, they say, hey, you know what? That's pretty good.
Right, we're missing out on a lot.
This is pretty good.
They're going to be butt hot at Daytona.
Oh, yeah. Their wardrobe would not work in Daytona.
So I have no idea about this. What did you call the native people that live there? What are they called?
No, I have
Inuit.
Inuit? I know nothing about them. Do they like... Are they like people that live in the Amazon or something? Like they're cut off from... So do they have like Starlink? Or they have internet? Like what?
Dude, they got a high school football team there.
Oh, I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
It's all they're fully locked in.
Yeah, they better have a
lit field. Hey, it's not just Friday night lights. It's Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night lights.
Okay, I'm just... No, I don't know anything about it.
It's just a small community.
Yeah.
Probably fishing or town or whatever.
I mean, I would think they have a high suicide rate.
All right, what about Eskimo too?
There definitely was one in True Detective Night Country. Suicide.
Which one was Night Country?
The last edition.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one.
Slept on that one. It's pretty good.
Totally slept on it. No, I just can't think of anything worse. I mean, I think most people agree with Cakes. It's kind of dreadful when it gets dark at 4:30. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but if they're used to it, it's probably nothing to them.
I guess. If you're,
but it's just the way they live.
It's their way of life.
Yeah.
I do find myself going to bed earlier. I think it's just the consequences of the darkness coming earlier.
Sure.
Now, like when my kid has an activity like last night, it's different. Your practice ends at 8. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's 6 o'clock and you're thinking it feels like it's 9 o'clock,
That's
10
why
o'clock.
I say there's nothing to do. Might as well pour a drink. I got 4 more hours.
I went
to
bed. Played pickleball under the lights. Didn't kick anybody in the head. That's weird that happened. But before we even started, the lights are on. Mm-hmm. Like we're walking to the court right around 6 o'clock. Lights on.
If you're trying to get...
When you play pickleball at 6, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Have you already had dinner? Because you're notorious...
No.
So you don't like that?
I don't want to play pickleball with like full stomach.
Right.
So I play pickle. There's rumblies in the tumblies,
right.
And I get back like 7:30 or 7:40 and eat, regrettably, a late dinner. Dinner tonight will be 5:30. Perfect, sweet spot. Don't know what we're having yet, but that's what we're not going to eat like at 8 o'clock. That's finished. Then you eat at 9 o'clock when you're out like. Out at your daughter's volleyball this week?
Well, yeah, it was a Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get back until 11:30?
So I eat 8 and 9 o'clock on the regular just because of my kids' activities.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, Mondays 7 to 8, Wednesdays 6:30 to 7:30.
We didn't get our dinner served probably till 10.
That is just an outrage.
But we had a game.
I understand.
I mean, they had post stuff and then, we didn't get really... Food delivered till 10.
Just so night late. TGI Fridays after a 7:30 movie, so that was like 10 p.m.
Yeah, do you have a sponsorship deal with TGI Fridays or something?
No, it's where I went.
Okay.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
You think he's getting free mudslides.
Yeah, maybe he's got like a gift card. We don't know.
I mentioned it twice. You guys mention places all the time.
Did you go there for dinner after the
movie? It's right next to the theater,
I understand.
It was already 9:30 at night.
But
I got wings. I mean, I didn't get a full dinner.
But you didn't plan, like, when am I going to have dinner? One thing I do kind of plan a little bit is
we eat late, though, on average.
Yeah.
It's Friday. I can't remember what happened before.
Right. I wish I didn't eat so late.
I think actually we were hoping sometimes those movie theaters, like I did have a beer at the movie theater.
You were hoping
sometimes they have nice, like some of the modern places will have nicer things, and we got pretzel bites during the movie.
See, that's about as foofy as I need to get for in theater food. I'm a movie purist. Give me popcorn, give me gummy bears, maybe give me nachos.
You don't want like a steak?
I don't need
A burger? They don't usually have a steak, but a lot of times they'll have like sliders or something.
Do I need to have duck fat fries while I'm eating, while I'm watching a movie? Or like, I mean, it doesn't have to be that fancy.
Right. I don't think the AMC in Tyson's has been modernized as some others. Although it had a bar.
Yeah.
So we got a margarita and a beer at the bar. And then they didn't have like, so listen, we just did the restaurant right there.
I could probably get used to going to the movies and getting drunk.
Yes, just same deal, different location.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could probably
you gotta find a new activity now that volleyball season's
over. It's like it's all about the tailgates.
New place to drink.
Well, I got club volleyball coming up. We're gonna be traveling all over the country. So,
what are some of your upcoming stops?
I think that
what exotic locales are you heading
most
to?
Most of the standards, I think, like New Orleans,
Pittsburgh,
Kansas, Florida, Philly.
That is kind of a U.S. tour right there.
It's kind of all over, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where Nationals are this year, but
very good.
Maybe Dallas. I don't know. Yeah, we'll be all over. I'll find all the bars.
I'm sure you will.
It'd be great if they were in Barrow, Alaska.
Could you imagine?
It would be miserable.
If that's what he drew.
Miserable. Yeah. I would be hammered.
Yeah, I mean, it
would
be silly in the summertime.
You'd be hammered. It's no different.
Yeah.
How's that different than New Orleans?
I know. Yeah. He used to just do, didn't he go to like a spot for practices?
What do you mean?
Like twice a week?
What do you mean?
Well, you had like a joint where you go.
They closed Famous Dave's. That was my spot.
Did
they ever open that back up, you think? Sometimes restaurants close and they open back up.
No, it's I believe it's a bakery now.
Yeah, usually,
it's a bakery?
Yeah.
They don't usually close down and then open back up as what they were when they closed down.
That usually
happens.
He's hoping for the rebrand.
Yeah, usually it's sometimes. It's a new spot.
That was my spot.
What do you think? It's Famous Dan's?
I get the salmon plank.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you got the Kevin Plank salmon.
And I would get two cocktails every time. Every Tuesday, Thursday.
Right, you told him a heavy pour.
Sure it's all about the tailgating.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nothing says delicious like a barbecue joint and salmon.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I liked. All right. I don't really care about barbecue.
10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Rod Stewart one last time tour Saturday, July 19th at Merriweather Post Pavilion. You've won tickets before you can buy them. Tickets are on sale this Friday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. For ticks and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So caller number 10 right now, you are going to win. Looking to upgrade your office game? Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, and how about you score 15% off your in-store purchase? Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.